Welcome to the Coronavirus Chronicle. I'm your host, Monika Müller-Kroll. We are facing one of the biggest global health threats in decades, which has led governments around the world to shut down daily life. But how is a race to contain COVID-19 affecting the people it's meant to protect? These are their stories here in Berlin.
My name is Anne-Kathrin Grimm. I'm 36 years old and I'm a co-owner of a bookstore in Berlin, Prenzlauer Berg, called Buchhandlung Montag.
Her experience, which she shared with me on Skype, is the opposite of most shop owners these days, with a boom similar to the Christmas rush. Anne-Kathrin, most shops, cafes and restaurants are closed in Berlin due to the pandemic. Your bookstore is still open. What's going on there? How is business these days?
Business is actually pretty good. I guess it has to do with other shops being closed, so people go back to the basics, and that might be books.
So you are pretty busy, and are there other bookstores still open?
Yeah, in Berlin, I think almost every bookstore is still open, or at least for a certain time frame per day.
Well, how does it work? You just let one person in at a time?
Yeah, so one person at a time, and there is not very long book recommendations or anything. It's we try to keep everything very short.
What are the conversations like with your customers? I mean, do you talk about the current pandemic, about the current situation?
It's basically about the pandemic and that they need something to read because they have the kids at home. It's a big sensibility. Or a bigger sensibility towards books and stories. And for me, this is a very nice situation that makes my day better.
So who is coming by? Is it your regular customers who still come by, or are there new customers?
It's the regular customers who come by who, I guess, want to support us, especially in these times. And it's also new customers because the big online delivery companies don't deliver books at the moment. It's our job now, and that's very nice.
Anne-Kathrin, what are people reading these days? I mean, is there a specific genre that's very popular right now?
I realized that people maybe wouldn't read that much science fiction or dystopian novels at the moment. So it goes more back to real stories, like reality-based stories, maybe not very tough or hard novels. Yeah.
What books do you recommend?
I, in general, recommend reading books written by women. So if you haven't done yet, that might be the time, because people have time now to read. And I specifically like to read Lucia Berlin's short stories. So that's very, they are very hopeful. They're very honest. It's about life, longing, reality. It's very nicely written. And I would definitely recommend James Baldwin. So because he's so timeless and strong and human, and maybe that's what people need at the moment.
Do you feel like slightly guilty because your shop is still open and you're actually not hurting as much as other businesses?
I don't feel guilty because I also know I'm one of the people who can't follow this line, stay home or we stay home, right? And there was definitely a talk, like, do we stay home and do just online delivery or do we actually work at the shop? And because no one knows in how much risk you put yourself.
Despite the risk, Anne-Kathrin says she and her business partner plan to keep the bookstore open as long as possible. Tune in tomorrow to hear another personal story from Berlin on the Coronavirus Chronicle. I'm Monika Müller-Kroll. If you have a story you want to share for this series, write us at the Coronavirus Chronicle at kcrwberlin.org.